瓦斯，能，瓦斯 inserted into the floor, the ceiling, not floor.
I was going to say into the floor. That's a bit of a strange
Yeah,
lamp. Yeah.
so
Okay.
I have to rotate the outside box
Right.
and change the lamp. It's not I think you have to know how to change it first. The first time I don't know the method, so I removed the whole ceiling, but
You
I
moved the
still
whole
cannot.
ceiling.
Yeah, change whole box. Inserted on a ceiling wood plant. So I removed
Right.
the plant, but it was wrong. Why I did it? Because I saw a video from internet. So the internet spread wrong information. Yeah, so I called the mechanic of this building. So he did it for me
Well,
at
I
the
thought you said you
cleanest
were proud of
place.
yourself because you did it yourself.
Yeah, the first time about 1 year ago, I did not do it, but this time I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the second time I still cannot see it because it's too tight. I
Right.
cannot rotate. But this time I did it, so I am so proud of myself.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, and I had a fabulous day last Friday.
You had a fabulous day last Friday. What did you do?
I went to Wulai with a strange person.
With a strange person.
Yeah, he was very strange.
Why?
He stayed in the pool, in the tank a very long time.
Which tank? What are you talking about?
The hot spring tank.
Oh, yes. Oh, so you went to the hot springs in
Oh,
Ulai. Yeah.
I did not mention yet.
Okay.
We went to a hot spring hotel, and the decoration was very special. There are many stone.
Many stones.
They want to make consumers feel in then they like and they are like in a river.
Oh, okay. And did it feel
Yeah.
like you were in a river?
Yes, I feel I'm in a river of mountain.
It felt good. Okay.
There are different decoration of rooms in a hotel. Originally, I'd like to pick the other one, but the other one was occupied by other customer first.
So what was the hotel like? I mean, was it an expensive hotel, an average hotel? Was it one of those ones where you can get a small room and a hot spring?
I think the price was quite high.
Right. Well, how much was it?
Yeah, but 90 minutes of 1,000 $699 for 90 minutes, but I extended 30 minutes for free.
Well, how did you extend 30 minutes for
Because
free?
the staff said I'm too beautiful. Hello, teacher, you muted yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was laughing that the staff said you were too beautiful.
You said you
Okay, so they said you're too beautiful. That's why you can have 30 minutes extra free. Is that
was
right?
laughing.
Okay.
Yes.
Well.
Then they said because I'm too beautiful, then were willing to give me extra 30 minutes for free.
I see. What was the real reason?
Yes, and I After that, I found we have to pay $600 for 30 minutes extension
Right, so
on
you kind of
their
saved
farm. Wait.
$600, really, right?
Yeah, I want $600.
That's good. Well, congratulations. It's nice when you save a bit of money or get something for free, isn't it?
Yes, but teacher,
Yes.
I heard that Steve had some bad accident today.
Yes, he got hit by a car.
What's the car?
It was a car. It was going quite fast, but it was nighttime, so the driver was quite old and didn't see him. And he got hit by hit, got hit by a car and with his back legs. And at first, I thought he was seriously injured, but actually, there's nothing wrong with him at all. He's fine.
So
So.
just a hit, not a cross on his body or leg.
No. He's
Oh,
absolutely fine, so.
quite lucky, because if the car across or across him, he would die or lose legs.
Yeah, he will
You
break
know
his
what I
back or
mean?
have serious injury or something like that. So
Yeah,
he was really lucky.
and
And the f
the most serious accident, which is the car's tires across the body.
Yes, and it's horrible, really. So I think really, really lucky.
I think maybe because his legs are too short.
Well, the car was quite low, so it was the front of the car that hit him. And
What was the car?
it was like a old, like an old
Can
Toyota or
share
something.
the image.
I don't have the image.
Maybe you can search a similar one.
It was like an old Toyota Corolla. Let me find it for you. Hang on a second. Let me find it. I just want to say a quick hello to Brian. Brian, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Brian? Are you the same Brian as I saw before?
Sorry again.
Have I seen you before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
already I have no time to take the class because my work is very busy. Maybe on the last time when I take the Zhuzhang class, maybe around September.
Right, and you've been in my class before, haven't you?
Yeah, never.
Oh, you've never been in my class.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a minute. I'm just going to continue talking to Kerry just a second, and I'll speak to you in a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. So Steve is a dog, by the way, Brian, and we're talking about my dog who was hit by a car earlier today.
Ah.
So, and I'm just trying to find the type of car. So yes, exactly like this. So Kerry, maybe you can see this one here. Like this.
Oh, like a small normal one car.
Yes, but luckily it was lower than this, and this part hit him. This plastic part hit his back leg. So, I think he was very lucky.
So he the position hit his back leg.
Yeah, his back left leg. Yeah.
Back after, oh,
Back left leg. Yeah. So
back.
if it had hit his body, maybe it would have gone over him. Yeah, but it hit his back left leg and spun him round away from the car.
After hit, so what happened?
He ran to me. He ran over
He
me.
run. He still
Yeah,
can run.
he can still run. He's fine. There's no problem at all.
He still can
It's
run.
just
I can
no,
run.
it's like nothing happened, really.
So the key. The key was the speed.
No, because the car was going very fast. But ironically, if the car was going slower, then maybe it would there wouldn't be enough force to push him out of the way, and he would have gone over him. So, who knows?
What happened about the driver?
The driver stopped, but the driver was old.
Yeah, so when Stop when the car touched the steep run and the car stopped.
Yes.
So I think the driver saw steep but cannot stop immediately. So he already reduced his speed when his car touched the steep.
Not really, because the car stopped about 20 meters down the road.
So very quick. Oh,
No, very slow.
I mean his speed original very quick
Yeah, I think
or
so.
slow. You did not see.
No. Well, no, I saw the car because I was trying to call Steve. I was like, Steve, Steve, Steve.
So
So.
you did not see the moment like the car hit a steep.
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it.
And I heard it. It went boom. And he went.
So you
he,
heard
he.
the sound.
I heard the sound. I saw what happened. And I heard Steve go,
So
oh.
you and bark.
He didn't bark, but he made the sound. So,
Made a sound.
yeah.
So if he did not run, he'll be crushed by the tire.
Yeah, I think so.
So
So,
Steve saved himself.
Stephen saved himself, basically. Yeah, so he's a very lucky dog today. So I'm very happy at the moment. Shocked, but happy. So,
So a stupid owner has a smart dog.
I would say so. I would say so. Yeah.
Which
So,
road?
it's near a train station in the countryside.
Which country?
Near Shuangxi,
No.
near Reifang.
Oh, New Taipei City near
Yeah,
Keelung.
near there. So, anyway, he's okay. So don't worry.
What did you stop on like the road?
It's for work.
For work, so you open the car door.
Basically, yeah. So,
So you thought you did not think about if Steve left the car by himself.
no, I didn't expect him to do that, but sometimes dogs do those things, don't they? So,
Yeah, so you have to use the car, tie him on the car, a
yeah,
rope.
I will have to from now on make sure, yeah. I'll just
Or I
watch
think
it.
close the
Yeah, just leave the
door.
door closed.
I think you should close the door.
He's okay now. I'm just very happy he's okay. So,
Because he hit his back and he run faster.
that's what saved him. His little leg saved him.
If he did not run, he'll die.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say that word. So, he's living. He's a living dog. So. Anyway, Brian, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
So, how are you doing today? Well, since last time I saw you, just remind me about who you are, because I need to figure out who you are, because I have so many students. So,
Oh.
which Brian are you? Because I have like eight Brians.
It's my first time to take your class.
It's the first time to take my class. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian. Right. Okay. So, would you like to introduce yourself?
I live in Hsinchu. Yeah, and I'm a semiconductor engineer.
I knew it. As soon as you said Shinzu, I knew your job already. So,
And recently I'm very busy, so I cannot take the classes in the night.
I see. Okay, well, welcome back. It's good to meet you. So, where are you from originally in Taiwan?
Oh, I also from New Taipei City
I see.
in Shenzhen.
Oh, Sanchong. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So,
Have you been there before?
I have. It's a very busy area, actually, isn't it? But they do have a good night market.
Good night market near the MRT Taipei Chiao Station.
That's right. Yeah. So,
Yeah, and it's famous for the do you know the du lou fan?
yeah, I like it a lot, but it's very fattening. Yeah, lots of
There's
rice, lots of
a
fat.
different style at other shops about the du lou fan in Shenzhen.
So can you get different styles of Lulo Fan in Sanchong? different kinds.
I can recommend you
Do.
different type of shops.
Yeah, send me the one you recommend. Next time I go to Sanchong,
Yeah, of course.
I'll go to that one. Okay. So where are you? So you're from Sanchong. What do you like to do in your free time, Brian?
Oh, I like to go jogging and swimming in
Yep.
my yeah in, my, in when I take a rest or when I'm not in work.
How far can you swim?
Yes.
How far can you swim?
Oh, swim maybe 3,000 meter
3 kilometers,
every
huh?
time.
That's pretty
Yeah,
cool, yeah.
3,000 meter around 1 hour.
So, I mean, swimming is a great exercise, isn't it? So,
I also like mountain climbing, but it's a little unfortunately this year because every time when we
yes.
plan for the climbing, mountain climbing, and the weather is not very good.
Well, not just the weather. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous now because we had the earthquake in June. So everything is unstable. Yeah.
In June and in April, there's also a lot of earthquake, right? This
That's
year.
right. Yeah, this year has been quite a few. So.
And our plan already our plan always get maybe postponed and canceled, and yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friends were cycling around Taiwan at the time, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they came from Canada, and
Cycling.
they were in Taraco Gorge when the earthquake happened. They
You mean where were they when the earthquake happened?
Taraco Gorge, Tarago.
Rock. Oh,
Yeah, I know, right?
so is that how are they? How
They were
is
fine. It's so
okay.
strange because they saw all the trees moving. They just got out between Taraco and the gas station. You know the gas station?
Also, they already exit, right?
They exited the Taraco Gorge, but they were just, I think they went through the first two tunnels out of there, past the suspension bridge, you know, the Diao Chao, yeah, on the left-hand side.
The entrance, right?
Just out. They just got out of the entrance, and they got
Because
through two or three corners, and they said they saw cars going past and motorcycles going past. Then the earthquake happened, and then no other cars or motorcycles went past.
Whoa. And I remember that there are two Canada people.
It wasn't them.
Is that it?
No,
They.
it wasn't them. No,
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah. I see the
no.
news. The two Canada people maybe is hurt there, and they cannot find them.
No, it wasn't them. They were okay. They went. They
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
continued.
So you
They
just now you say Canada people. I am very shocked.
called me. They called me from about 3 or 4 minutes after the earthquake. They called me and said,
Oh,
What shall we do?
immediately.
Shall we go back through Taraco or shall we keep going? I say, keep going, keep going.
Yeah, of course, keep going. Run,
Yeah.
run fast,
Terrible.
away from the park.
I think they were the luckiest people in Taiwan that
And it's
day.
still not open now, do you know?
No, it's terrible now.
Yeah, it's very terrible now
Yeah.
because I went to Hualien this August, and I go to the hotel near Taieruge, and all the entrance to Taieruge are closed due to the earthquake.
Yeah, even everything up to the hotel is still bad. You can see lots of rocks and things falling down. So,
It looks very, it's not good. And also the road between the Yilan and the Hualien also closed now.
yeah, I take that every 2 weeks almost. I have to drive that road. So,
Every 2 weeks? Why?
but at night time, because I live in, yeah. So, yeah, it's terrible.
Yes, they're both.
Absolutely terrible. But hopefully it'll get better, and maybe next year the Taco will open up again. So we'll see. But you know what, Brian, there's some fantastic hiking in Hsinchu, right? Up near Ufong and that area.
So
Tsingtao.
I hiking.
Yeah, hiking.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of places for hiking in
Yeah,
Wuhan.
Xinzhou is great.
Yeah, Xinzhou is great. But yeah. I usually go to the maybe the mountain in Wufeng and near the Neiwan.
Yeah, Neiwan's really good. I like that
Yeah.
area because there's lots of old mining and old railways and things like that that you can walk down and explore. It's a really
Yeah.
interesting place. So cool. I saw your other name a minute ago. It was Asu something or other. What's that name? It looks like Yan Zongming,
It's
the name.
called Asapulu.
Asubulu. So
Yeah.
which tribe is that?
Maybe the name is from Instagram because my account the maybe the account name is account I name it Asapulu because it's from Japanese.
Oh, it's Japanese. Okay.
Yeah, Asapulu. Oh, in
Ah.
Taiwanese.
So,
Yeah. The term is the meaning from is from Japanese. It means someone take their bath in the morning.
somebody takes a bath in the morning.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I love
but
it.
it and the final meaning means somebody is not very good. Yeah, because in Japan, when someone take a bath in the morning, maybe it means is the job is I don't know how to describe it. Maybe in
The job is
the
easy.
it's not very pure.
Oh, why not?
Maybe they are in the hot, the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how to say it? How to describe it?
They work in a bar, they work in the nightlife industry, that kind of
Yeah,
thing.
they work in the club or they, yeah.
Got it. Okay. So why did you choose that name?
Oh, because I think it's difficult to pronounce it, so I
Indeed.
changed easy one. It because
No,
I
I mean,
update the
why did you
I
choose
up
that name?
oh I just update the Zoom software and the name change back to the Asapulu.
No, my question was, why did you choose Asubulu for your name before?
Oh, because I think the pronunciation is curious.
Ah, okay. So
Yeah,
you
it's
don't stay.
interesting.
It is interesting. So you don't stay out all night.
Yeah.
Well, very nice to meet you, Brian. Thank you for coming to the class.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We have to do some material. So let's have a look at today's topic. So, what's today's topic, Kerry?
It's a review class.
It is just a review class, so take it easy. It's not so serious as if it's a review class. So if there's anything you want to ask or anything you want to talk about, then feel free to do that. Okay. And absolutely welcome to talk about whatever you like. Okay. All right. So level 4A, review 4. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes, I see it.
Excellent. Here we go then. So he says, look at the ad and discuss it. And now, Kerry, last time we did this part, didn't we? So can you tell me what mistakes have been made with the grammar here? I told you last time, if you remember.
Be featured with what's wrong
Why is it
and
wrong?
building with be future.
Features, FEATURES, right? So we don't say it's featured with, but we say features. Yeah. So your phone features a 10 megapixel camera. Okay. And built in with, we say your phone has a 10 megapixel camera built in, right? So that's how we say it. So in this case, Jijian's material is absolutely incorrect. Okay then. So learning objectives today in this lesson, we will review different types of loans, describe community resources, and practice using embedded questions. Brian, what's a loan?
Sorry, you mean
What does loan mean? LON.
loan? Oh, it means someone borrow the money from an institute, and then they need to he need to give back the money.
Have you ever taken a loan from a bank before?
No.
Do you
No.
have a credit card?
Yes. Oh. Yes. It's my
It's
it's a loans.
a kind of loan, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's a
it's kind of
temporary
loans.
loan. Yeah.
Yeah, by credit card.
Brian, do you own a house?
No.
Okay, so you don't have a mortgage. Kerry, have you ever taken out a loan?
Nope.
But you have a million credit cards, right?
Yes.
Okay, so learn about different types of mortgages then. So, Brian, what's a mortgage?
Mortgage. You mean the meaning?
Yeah, what's the meaning of mortgage?
The money borrow from anybody?
Not really, no. Kerry, what does mortgage mean?
Long for your house from bank.
Basically, if you want to buy a house, you will have a loan from the bank. Excuse me. But it's a special kind of loan because it's a very long-term loan. So a mortgage could be 25, 30 years, or maybe even 40 years in some cases. Okay. So, Kerry, do you have a mortgage?
No.
Would you like to have a mortgage?
I think it would be better to pay rent.
Why? Don't you think renting is a waste of money?
Of course, like you help your landlord to save money on their account.
Let me tell you what mortgage means. Mortgage has a very specific meaning, and it comes from the French word, or two French words. So, mort means death in French, and gage means promise in French. So, actually, mortgage is a French word, and what it means is death promise. So it kind of is a death promise, isn't it? Because you're paying your mortgage for almost the rest of your life, right? So that's what mortgage means. Okay, so this is a fixed rate mortgage, and it says here main feature, fixed interest rate for the life of the loan. So the interest rate doesn't change. The term is for 10, 20, or 30 years, and the advantage of a fixed rate mortgage is the interests. Oh, the interest, no R, again, another problem with GJAM. The interest never changes and the monthly payment is always the same. Okay. So, Brian, can you tell me what interest means?
Interest means the additional money
Or what?
for the loan. And when I borrow $100 for 10 days, but I need to pay for the interest, maybe about $2. Like this example.
So that's 2%, 2% interest, yes?
Yeah, 2%.
Okay, good. So in this case, it's 3%, which doesn't sound very much, but when you think about how much money you get from the bank for a mortgage, is actually quite a lot. So good. All right then. So this is an adjustable rate mortgage, which is an ARM. So the main feature is it begins like a fixed rate mortgage, but adjusts after a certain amount of time based on market changes. And the government will usually set interest rates. So the advantage, of course, is interest rates might become lower. However, the disadvantage, of course, is interest rates might become higher, which is terrible. So there's another disadvantage with this as well. Kerry, what's the other disadvantage?
You mean you mean it's disadvantage?
Yeah, what's the disadvantage with an adjustable rate mortgage? Another
You cannot
disadvantage.
control the rate.
Well, true, you can't control the rate, but because of the rate, what's the other problem?
You don't know how much you will pay.
That's right, it's difficult to plan your budget because the interest rate could change at any time, right? So next month you might be paying more for your mortgage. The month after you might be paying less. You never know what's going to happen. Next one is a balloon mortgage. And the main feature is it's a short-term loan where it starts out like a fixed rate mortgage. But at the end of the term, the whole balance is due. So you have to pay everything back. And it says here the advantage is it's suitable for people who can't qualify for a fixed rate mortgage or ARM. That means your finances are not very good. However, this is incorrect. In order to have a balloon mortgage, your finances need to be very, very good because people take out a balloon mortgage in order to buy property. And they buy property for 5 or 10 years because they know the property will increase in value. So they just pay the interest on the loan. Give me 1 second, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so in order to get a balloon mortgage, you have to have a very good financial record. So these are for people who like to speculate. And speculate means that you buy property or land and you wait for the price to get higher. You take out a balloon mortgage, you pay the interest only, and you don't pay any of the loan. And when your house increases in price or your property increases in price, you sell your property, you get the profit, and all you've done is pay the mortgage. Okay? Any questions so far?
Nope.
No, Kerry?
No.
Good, excellent. Okay then, so Brian, read James. Go. Read the orange one.
James believes interest rates will fall in the future and would like to take the advantage of this type of loan.
Kerry, which loan should he get?
Change the rate.
So ARM, yes, adjustable rate mortgage. Yeah, okay. Kerry, can you read the bottom one, please?
Lisa lacks stability and wants his monthly payments and interest to not fluctuate over the life of his loan.
First of all, what's wrong with the grammar?
Her.
Good, well done. Brian, which kind of loan should she take out?
Fixed mortgage.
Fixed rate mortgage, yeah?
Yeah, fixed rate mortgage.
I agree. All right then. Sounds good to me. Let's go to the next page then. Sorry, got a computer issue. Okay, Brian, can you read the orange one, please?
Sarah wants a low initial interest rate, and it doesn't matter to her too much what her future interest rate will be.
Kerry, which one should she
Balloon interest.
balloon. Okay, that's right, I think so. I don't think so. I think it's ARM. or balloon. So ARM or balloon, either one of those are okay, I think. And Brian, can you, sorry, Kerry, can you read the bottom one?
Mark did not build up his credit well and has tons of credit card debt as well as missed payments.
Brian. What do you think?
You mean which kind of mortgage?
Which kind of mortgage should he take out?
Maybe he cannot get any mortgage
I
because,
think so.
yeah, his credit is not good.
I think he won't get any mortgages from the bank.
Yes,
So
only can get money from his parents.
maybe his parents don't want to give him money either. Who knows? But I don't think Mark's very responsible, so no credit for Mark. Okay, any questions so far?
Nope.
No, okay, let's go. Okay, study the grammar chart embedded questions. Now, embedded questions are used to make normal questions seem or feel more polite. Okay, so let's have a look. Introductory question. Will or can you show me where Orange Avenue is? In an embedded question, the subject comes before the verb. Do you know if there is a library near here? For yes or no questions, use if before the embedded question. And would or can you tell me when the library opens? For questions with do or does, take out do or does and use the base form of the verb. Now it sounds complicated, but it's not really. The main reason for using embedded questions is that they sound more polite than direct questions. Should be direct questions, not directed. Okay. Okay, so the original question here would be, where is Orange Avenue? Is there a library near here? And when does the library open? So those would be the original questions. And to make them embedded questions, of course, we use the inductory question and then use the embedded question there. So let's have a look. Brian, rude question. Where is the Bank of Taiwan? Change it to an embedded question.
Where the bank?
So change it into a polite question.
Polite question.
Yeah.
Where the Bank of Taiwan? Where the bank is in Taiwan?
Can you?
Oh, okay. Can you tell me where the bank is in Taiwan?
Can you tell me where the Bank of Taiwan is? Okay.
Okay.
And that makes it more polite. Kerry, when does the gym close?
Could you please let me know when the gym closes?
Good, well done. Could you please let me know when the gym closes or any variation of that? Number three, Brian.
Wait a moment, right? Can you tell me why does the hospital not open to public anymore?
Can you tell me why the hospital isn't open to the public anymore? Okay, can you tell me why the hospital isn't open to the public anymore? Kerry, number four, please.
Could you please tell me which days the postal office is in operation?
Could you please tell me which days the post office is in operation? Lovely, well done. Brian, next one, please.
Could you tell me who the president of Taiwan is?
Could you tell me who the president of Taiwan is? Is perfect. And the next one, please, Kerry.
Could you Tell me what time the MRT stops running. Debbie knows. Debbie knows.
I do. For me, it keeps running all night. Good, well done. Okay, so learn about places in your community. So have a look at these stores here, and if there's are any that you don't know or don't understand, then let me know and I'll tell you what they are. And try to think of three other places that you can find in your community. So just have a look at that for, I don't know, 20 seconds. Think about any words you don't know, and then add three more that aren't there to your community, okay? Okay, then, are there any you don't know? Brian, are there any words here you don't know?
Laundromat.
Okay, so a laundromat is a place where you can wash your clothes and you need to use, I don't know, 10 NT dollars every time
Okay.
just to wash your clothes. I guess you've used one before, right?
Okay.
Kerry, any you don't know?
No.
Okay, good. All right, can you think of three more, Kerry, in your neighborhood?
Convenience store.
Yeah. Oh
Gas
no,
station.
there's a convenience store here, look.
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to know
Three
there's
others that are not mentioned here.
oh be besides here.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
Elementary school, okay, that's one.
Bus station.
Bus station, good. Another one.
Park.
Park. Okay, lovely. Brian, your turn. Three others that are in your community.
Not including in this page, right?
Not including in this page.
Restaurant.
Okay, restaurants. Yep. Lulo fan, right?
Yes. And department store.
Department store, great, yep.
And elementary store.
Elementary school, look.
Elementary school.
Okay, that's fine. Lovely, well done. You could also say coffee shop or motorcycle repair shop, something like that. So many
Bank.
things.
Bank.
Bank, yeah, banks, yeah, of course. Okay, so it's too easy, really. So I'm going to go for this one here. I'm going to ask you some questions and you can tell me where to go to do them. Okay, so Kerry, I need somewhere where I can fix my motorcycle.
You can go to a motorcycle fix store,
Motorcycle repair shop.
repair shop.
Good, thank you. Brian, I need somewhere where I can find a wide selection of Luo Fan restaurants.
Maybe you can go to Central for the the restaurant about many kind of Lulou Fan.
Good, well done. Kerry, I want to buy some fresh fish.
Maybe you could go to Zhenbin Port with your girlfriend.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Brian, I need to go and make sure my dog is okay because he was recently hit by a car.
Maybe you need to go to an animal hospital
Okay, good.
to check Steve.
Thank you.
And you have to check your breath later. Teacher, we don't see you.
That's because I forgot my camera. I only have my laptop camera, but
Where
it's not
are
very good.
you now?
I'm near Reifang.
So, you are not in your Taipei house.
No. Not today.
Okay.
So, do you want to see me? I'll turn on my
Yeah.
bad. Usually I have a better camera than this, Brian, so you're seeing me in a very ugly situation today. I'm only using my laptop camera.
I'm ready to see an ugly man.
I don't think you can see me actually because I don't have any lights. That's the trouble. So
Your notebook can turn on the video. We can, me and Brian can, tell you how we can see.
there you go. Can you see me?
Oh, yes.
So usually my camera's better than this, but
It's unclear. It's very unclear.
it's very unclear. It's quite dark, so
Resolution. I think
yeah.
it's a resolution.
I don't know how to. I don't think I can change the resolution.
But I think no, you are more handsome than you usual because your resolution is not clear.
Brian, you see what I have to deal with my students. So the resolution's not clear, and there's very low light conditions at the moment, so that's why I didn't turn on my camera. Maybe a filter would be better. Maybe I can put my filter on. Let's have a look. Is
But
there
if you are closer, it's quite clear.
Yeah, but you don't want to see my ugly face, right?
You, yeah. But it looks younger than your picture.
I look younger than my picture now.
Yes.
Really?
You can ask her, Brian's opinion.
Well, Brian doesn't really know me. He hasn't seen my other camera
But
yet, so.
he can see your camera, your
Picture.
picture and your video.
I'm curious about the picture. It's on the helicopter.
It's on an airplane.
Airplane, so
Yeah.
you can drive a airplane?
That's my other job, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's my main job. So,
And job
yeah.
in
Let me see
Taiwan?
if I can do I don't really do it in Taiwan, but I do it in other countries. So, let me see if I can adjust background and effects. This is behind me right now is my usual office. Let me see if I can
Behind you right now?
that's my usual office. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are how what is the occupation? How to say it?
Pilot, PILOT.
Pilot, yes,
Yeah,
pilot.
yeah.
What is
So,
the company, the pilot company?
I work for an agency and we move airplanes around the world. Like, huh, what happened? I disappeared like magic.
Yeah, we can see you.
We move planes from A to B. So if company A sells a plane to company B, then I will take the plane from company A to company B.
So
So.
it's very free. It's free to support in an each company.
Yeah, we because it's an agency, we just deal with buying and selling aircraft basically. So every flight I do is empty. There's no passengers, so it's very nice.
Oh, it's for no passengers?
Yeah, no passengers.
Because
So.
my friend is also working Eva's Air.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Maybe about 5 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
And
now it's
is he a pilot?
he's a pilot.
Cool.
Yeah, my junior high school classmate.
Cool. What does he fly?
In 737, how to say it?
Me too. 737.
Yeah, the same one. He now is for a long journey to for because for he say the young pilot should fly for the long-term journey. Long-term flight. Huh? He's not here.
Yeah, I think maybe his internet has some problem.
Maybe he's on plan.
Yeah. I'm currently looking for a new job. I'm a semiconductor engineer also.
Really? In Korea,
Yeah.
where are you working now? Working before? Are you already quit?
Before,
Did you already quit?
I, yeah, years ago, I was working in TSMC, but I quit.
8 years ago.
Eight, yeah.
Okay. I also in the work in TSMC now.
Really? Which department?
RDPC.
RDPC. Oh, like failure mode, right?
Failure mode, what does that mean?
RDPC like some failure mode alarm, right?
No, it's
RDPC.
what does the failure mode means?
The operation line, right?
Oh,
So.
yeah.
Yeah, RDPCs.
Yeah, it's work for RD for the
Yeah,
try run product.
I was RD engineer in SRAM team before.
Integration?
SRAM team.
But what is the department that organized?
SRAM is memory.
Yeah,
In
I know it.
RD platform,
Oh.
there are
Different kind of.
OPC or integration, but I'm in SRAM. SRAM is a team name.
So maybe you work in Hsinchu, right?
Before, but now I was in Taipei. I've been in Taipei for 8 9 years.
Oh, what kind of job did you do? Do you do?
Now,
Yeah.
I entered a small company.
Yes.
We, but it is not familiar.
Okay. So you live in Taipei. You are from Taipei, right?
I'm a Taipei. Yeah, I was born in Taipei.
Oh, yeah,
I
me
don't.
too.
The reason I quit, was I don't like stay in Hsinchu.
Yeah, Hsinchu is really boring, and I think 8 years ago it's very boring. It's really boring.
So is it interested? Not interesting now.
I think it's better because many people here. Yeah.
So
Because the
you
semiconductor is very very hot, right?
how long have you joined the TSMC?
Not really, but I think because recently I'm very tired about the job because in RDPC the originally mission is to try run and to test that maybe a 50% of years is okay, right? But now because the model lab, do you know that? Model RD and the model lab. RD transferred to model lab and model lab then volume manufacturing to lab to fab, right? Yeah. So, but now the our because I work in two nano technology.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So it's hard. It's really very popular now for the two nano technology. A lot of customer want to get our product for the demo.
Very intense.
Yeah, very intense for the demo and for the product. And but our mother fab, the Fab 20, is not built up. It's not built well. So RDPC now is become it's becoming the mother fab now to demo a lot of product for our customer. So now we become very very busy and we We also need to did oh, we also need to do our original job to them to try run and to try a lot of the production and try a lot of a CIP or something yet.
So how long is how long of your work time every day?
Work time every day maybe
Yeah,
12, 11 to 12 hours.
so from
From
9
8:30 or from
8:30
8:30 a.m. and to maybe 7:30 to 8 p.m.
oh, so from 8:30 to 7:30.
Maybe about 11 to 12 hours.
So you have to go to the office on time every day?
Yes, but
Oh,
I'm hey, so sorry.
because before I can and I don't have to go to the office on time.
Okay, maybe about it. Maybe after 8:30 and the 9 is okay, right?
Yeah, 9. Yeah.
The last time is 9, right?
Yes, but sometimes if I woke up later, I can just work in the office. I don't have to send issue the order or something.
Okay, because we have a meeting every morning. In at
Oh.
8:30, we need to good up and talk about the issue or take it about the tools.
So everyone will know you are be late if you don't show, you don't show in a meeting.
But I'm tired of this job, so I take a lot of leaves this year, around 35 days, personal leaves and maybe the special leaves. And then the annual leaves, the total around 35 days.
So what is your plan?
You mean for the job plan?
Yeah, if you feel really tired.
Because maybe the ac accomplishment of mine is from because I am happy to help others for maybe young engineer, the junior engineer. So I have a lot of junior engineer. I need to teach them, I need to help them. So but the bottom line for myself is if I take any leaves, but anyone so say if they say no, you are take too much leaves, I will quit. I will tell them I will quit.
Oh, if you take over your mission, you will quit.
Take over my mission.
Yeah, if
If they block
you
my
told the others to do everything, you might leave this company or department.
No, not mission.
Department.
I mean
Oh.
if they block my power and my and if they block. If they say I cannot take any leaves now or more leaves because it's my I can take my leaves, right? If I have the leaves.
This
Leaves. Annual leave.
this.
Yeah. Annual leave and personal leave. Do you have that? Yeah, maybe
Oh, yeah.
14 days per year.
You can write.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because I take a lot of leaves this year, if they are unhappy about that, I will directly quit.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, you don't consider changing your department.
I'm looking for it recently. Yeah. Maybe you can recommend me to your company.
No, my company is very awful. I already left.
Awful.
Yeah, very awful.
Really? So are you, did you regret to the quit from TSMC?
I regret about I choose my the subject I choose the when I left my high school.
Okay, you mean subject, you mean in college?
Yes, because my topic is physics,
Yeah, fifth.
so it's harder to find a good job in Taipei. The
Yeah.
background problem.
Yeah. Physics is good in semiconductor, but it's not suitable in Taipei, right?
Totally. Taipei prefer electrical
Yeah,
electrical.
information engineering or something
Yes.
about electrical engineering.
So physics students are suitable stay in Hsinchu.
Yeah, you can come back. It's very popular here because a lot of my college was studying physics before.
So what's your subject in your college?
Chemistry. We are brother and sister.
Chemistry. Yeah, chemistry and physics students are have much more chances in Hsinchu, not the Taipei.
Yeah. I know
So
it.
I think that I have a wrong choice. I had a wrong choice, so I don't know what can I do now.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to Hsinchu, but it's really hard to find a good job in Taipei.
Yes. So have you changed your job after you leave from TSMC?
I stayed in the small company for 8.5 hours years,
Really? But
but
are you happy?
I left the company for 6 months.
Ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my plan is this year I want to take a lot of leaves. Yeah, so
And
I
quit.
take and quit. But I think it's surprisingly the my boss tell me I'm good at communicating with young senior, the young engineer, and they want to promote me to maybe the team leader. So I'm very shocked because I also think I'm very ridiculous because I already take 35 days of my leaves this year.
So how long have you been in TSMC?
Maybe around 4.5 years.
But how come you have so many leaves?
Oh, because I don't know, did you remember we have annual and the special leaves, right?
Adjusted
Adjusted. Yeah, 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 yeah,
vacation.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the adjustable leaves, right? For 7 days per year.
So you did not use your
No,
leaves
because
before.
I can apply for the how to say that?
Extend the date to the
Not
next
no
year.
no no yeah. It's another issue. But when I have the additional hours every day, right? Maybe 2 hours or 3 hours, I can change the money to the leaves. Do you know that?
If you work for all overtime,
Yeah, all
right?
over time. I can change the type of the money. There's an additional
Or
money, right?
money or leaves.
Yeah, money or
So
time, money or leave.
you
I choose
choose
the
time.
time. Yeah.
Oh,
So
okay.
I apply for 20 days of that type of leaves and the 14 for my personal leaves. Yeah.
So maybe your supervisor guess you want to
I don't know.
quit.
I don't know. But I go to a lot of countries this year. Maybe around 7 or 8 this year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are the countries?
I go to Vietnam.
Vienna.
Vietnam.
I know, Vietnam, Vienna.
Vienna. It's called Vienna. Vienna, January, and Australia, Singapore, March. In March, I went Singapore to see a Taylor Swift concert.
Swift, oh, how
I
can you buy the tickets?
got the ticket in the how to say that, in the park, in the basement floor in TSMC, the parking space. I use my iPhone, and I got the ticket in Klook app application.
Is it a official Viber?
Yeah, it's official. It's official ticket. Yeah,
Very
because
hard to buy a ticket from other country.
yeah, I already because in Japanese I need the Japanese phone, but I don't have it. So I choose to get a ticket in Singapore. But the Singapore need to register for
The
the
website.
website, and they will give you the chance, maybe 10% of the registration. Do you know that? And the 10% need to the 10 the people of the 10% need to get the ticket in the same time. They need to compare the speed.
So and luck.
But I didn't get a chance in the website. But
You can.
I found Klook has some tickets. There's some maybe coupon.
Residue tickets.
Yeah, residue ticket in Klook in the same time. Maybe one day, the noon in one day, they open the website, they need to compare the speed, right, in the website. Someone have the chance. And I see the same time Klook also open the residue ticket, but they need to book the ticket and book the hotel.
So is it the same price?
The same price. But the same price is ticket coupled with hotels.
Oh, so you also need to pay the hotel.
But I think it's very valuable.
Oh, so it's a good channel to get tickets and hotel.
It's really shocking because
Oh.
a lot, maybe three of my friends already registered in the web. They are the lucky person. The 10% person, but like not get any ticket in the website.
Yeah, it depends on your fate. So I think the teacher cannot come back.
Yes, where is he?
Yes. IT told me his internet is got troubled. Yeah.
Really?
So, but he already finished his class material.
Yes, okay, it's good.
Yeah, so nice to meet you, Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye bye.
So bye bye.
Bye bye.